اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لبيك اللهم لبيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear viewers everywhere in the Muslim world, peace be with you, God's mercy and blessings. إن شاء الله we're going to share with you a very special feeling, very unique one, very, very amazing feeling, since Alhamdulillah, we finished the blessed day of Arafah and we are on our way to Al-Muzdalifah. Al-Muzdalifah or Al-Mashar Al-Haram or Jam', these are all three names that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called this huge plain that lies between Arafah and our way to Mina. It's a huge distance that, as you see, it has very little facilities. Maybe just a few bathrooms here and there. But there is no tents, there is no houses, there is no 4 stars, no 5 stars. Everybody, rich and poor, everybody literally will sleep on the floor. Everybody, our spread is the pebbles, the sand, the dirt. Those who will be lucky will have a blanket or a sleeping bag. It is a demonstration of a very amazing scene where all people are alike. All people are equated and treated similarly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best man ever, and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were the best people, have slept here, have spent the entire night here. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran, في سورة البقرة, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُم مِّنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. And whenever you return from Arafat, like we're doing right now, so remember Allah where? At Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram. And Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram is a small mount by the end of Al-Muzdalifah on our way to Mina. It's called Quzah. And there is a little musalla there and masjid. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood there after he prayed Fajr until the daylight. He was celebrating the praise of Allah and making dua. فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. And by the way, the entire place, the entire valley, entire plain of Al-Muzdalifah is also called Al-Mash'ari al-Haram. So it's not necessary that you have to make a point or go to Al-Mash'ari al-Haram or this masjid or the Mount of Quzah, because we're having millions of people here at the same place at the same time. We're spread everywhere. Several kilometers are covered with people. As you see, every direction there are people. But there is a very special feeling here. That feeling is everybody feels light. Everybody just dropped their load. What load am I talking about? I'm talking about the sins which you have been committing for the past several years since we were born. Today, upon our return from Arafah, we just dropped this heavy load. Our records, which contain good and bad deeds, now only by the leave of Allah, by the generosity of Allah the Almighty, bifadlillah, it only contains the good deeds. مَنْ حَجَّ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. All the bad deeds have been erased, remitted. The record is clean and clear. We are similar to the same day that we were born. Only the good deeds are preserved. Only the good deeds are recorded. So let's begin a new beginning. Everybody feels light. Everybody feels a newborn. Everybody feels fresh. Everybody feels that he is very happy and delighted. We finally got rid of this malignant human everybody was carrying on their backs, which is our sins. So فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. We should remember Allah the Almighty and celebrate His praise for having guided us. كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. We should also remember Allah and celebrate His praise, glorify Him and praise Him repeatedly and regularly for having guided us. He has guided us. And before that, we were astray. So thanks to Allah. All praise be to Allah who have guided us. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can show him guidance. There is a very interesting quotation of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الطَّوَافُ وَرَمْيُ الْجِمَارِ وَالسَّعِي مِنْ أَجْلِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَجْلِ إِقَامَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. She says, may Allah be pleased with her, that Allah the Almighty prescribed tawaf around the Kaaba and throwing the stones, which will begin doing in the morning, inshaAllah, and in the following 2 or 3 days, depending on how long we decide to stay. We'll discuss that in details, inshaAllah. So throwing the stones, the tawaf, and making sa'i between as-safa and al-marwa, all of that was prescribed by Allah the Almighty in order to establish the glorification of Allah, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, celebrating His praise. If you examine all the ibadah, particularly whatever we are performing right now, al-hajj, the rituals of the hajj, and the ceremonies of this great fariḍah, every step was prescribed, and along with it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us to remember Him, advised us to celebrate His praise. He says, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتِهِمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, remember Allah, وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ, and He says, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, and once you fulfill all the manasik, the tawaf, the sa'i, the sacrifice, throwing the stones, then فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ, once again, remember Allah, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. As much as you used to remember and brag about your forefathers, your tribes, your clans, and your family lineage, or even more, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember nothing but Him. There is a very special reflection that I wanted to share with you today. I mean tonight, upon our return from Arafat, while the hearts are purified and sanctified, there is a very interesting thing that Allah the Almighty said in the Quran, and the entire Quran, every verse and every sentence in it is amazing and interesting. But in this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهُ. He is advising the pilgrims to return from the same spot, from the same direction, from Arafah to the next station, which is Al-Muzdalifah. Then he succeeded that by a command. He said, واستغفر الله ثم أفيض من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفر الله. I just mentioned that Allah has forgiven us our sins, and the pilgrims are returning free from their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released them and set them free from the fire of hell. So why we are commanded once again to do istighfar and say, oh Allah, forgive us? It says after the ifada from Arafat, and upon our going to Al-Muzdalifa, the next station, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Why should we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness once again? This is the same point which we discussed repeatedly before, that asking Allah for forgiveness is not just limited to committing sins. Asking Allah for forgiveness is to bring good luck, good return, is to bring the hasanat, is to bring a good portion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was the most infallible one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to ask Allah for forgiveness 70 times a day. And he used to count for him 100 times in the same sitting. Astaghfirullah al-azeema wa atubu ilayh. He used to say, I seek forgiveness from Allah the Great and I repent unto Him. Astaghfirullah al-azeema wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah al-azeema wa atubu ilayh. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really need to ask for forgiveness? Did he used to commit sins? Obviously not. But he answered why when Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, once asked him, O Messenger of Allah, why you stand up so long in prayer? Why you pray so much at night while Allah has forgiven you all your sins and you're infallible? Why do you have to worry about the ibadah and istighfar and praying at night and standing so long? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا? Shall I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for having guided me, for having chosen me to be his prophet, for protecting me from sins, from the evil of myself and Satan. So Allah just has forgiven us our sins and blessed us with this journey and saved us from going astray. So asking Allah for forgiveness is not simply just for our sins, but it's also to draw us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the means of celebrating the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the means of drawing nearer to Him. Allah the Almighty reported the statement of Prophet Nuh in Surah Nuh by saying, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدَكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Prophet Nuh said to his people, ask your Lord for forgiveness. If you do, Allah will send an abundant rain to bring forth the fruits and the vegetation and every good thing. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدَكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And he will provide you with wealth and with sons. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And he will make for you, due to asking him for forgiveness, due frequently seeking forgiveness from him, due to al-istighfar, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And he will make for you gardens, بساتين, heavens on earth, and rivers running beneath them. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So this is the time to celebrate the praise of Allah more than any other time. This is a time which we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are resting right now to ask Him for forgiveness, to thank Him, and to alternate between that and at-talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Indeed, all the praise, all the favor and the domain belong to you. There is no partner to you. We'll continue doing so until the morning, until we go to throw the stone. Jamrat al-Aqaba al-Kubra, the first Jamrah. Tomorrow morning is the Eid day. Happy Eid for all of you, all the Muslims everywhere. Happy Eid. May Allah accept this ta'ah and this ibadah and your dua and your istighfar. May Allah accept every good thing that we did and forgive us our shortcomings and expiate from us our sins. Allahumma ameen. May Allah give victory to this ummah. May Allah make this ummah victorious and liberate and free the Muslim lands everywhere. Ameen. Well, we're going to do a few things here inshallah tonight. We're going to pray Maghrib and Isha together. Many of us have already done so. Upon arriving, they pray the Maghrib and the Isha together. It's already past the Isha beginning time. So those who are late, those who did not make it yet, I would like to advise you that if you think that you will not make it to Al-Muzdalifah before midnight because of the crowd, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of buses, of cars, of SUVs. There's a huge crowd. We're talking about approximately 3 million people here right now. Everybody's going in the same direction. Some people won't be able to make it before midnight. So if you feel that you will not reach Al-Muzdalifah before midnight, then you must disembark and make wudu if there is water, or tayammum if there is not, and then catch up to pray Maghrib and the Isha together at the time of Isha before midnight. Because the last time for the Isha prayer is midnight. And midnight is not necessarily 12 o'clock. It's calculated according to sunset and the dawn. Then divided, the entire time between sunset and dawn is divided by 2. So if it is 5 or 6 hours, you calculate 6 hours from sunset, and that is midnight. You should not pass this time without offering Salatul Isha. We did pray Zuhr and Asr together at the time of Zuhr. Each prayer was only 2 rak'ahs in Arafah. But the Maghrib and Isha is to be postponed at the time of Isha upon our return to Al-Muzdalifah or our arrival to Al-Muzdalifah. So if you fear of not being able to arrive before midnight, ask the bus driver or the group leader to disembark, and everybody must learn this very important fact, because unfortunately many people just returned from Arafah, Allah has forgiven them all their sins, and they do not pay attention to this very important fact, and they end up not praying Maghrib and Isha. As a matter of fact, some people will forget about them completely. That's why form small jama'ahs, small groups, and pray Maghrib and Isha. If there is a traffic jam, if you cannot make it to Muzdalifah, get off the bus and pray. Find your way to the Qibla. There are signs everywhere pointing towards the Qibla. If there is no water, you can just make the tayammum, wipe over your hands and face, and pray the Maghrib and the Isha. Only two rak'ahs, the Isha two rak'ahs will be shortened. Now when you get to Muzdalifah, what we will do here is, we'll enjoy an outdoor camping. Very special moment. Very special night that we spend some days and nights in five-star hotels. But here, there are a limited number of stars because your cover is the heaven and you look up and it's only stars everywhere. And your spread is the best mattress, which is the floor, the ground, the sand and the pebbles, as I say. It's a very special time where you turn back to purity, where you turn back to your nature, where you turn back to your origin. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From this ground, from the dirt, from the dust, we created you. And unto it, you will be returned once again. You will be buried under the ground. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And we shall resurrect you once again and bring you out once again from it. We're going to sleep there. Everybody will be similar to everybody. Rich and poor. Westerns and Easterns, Arab and non-Arab, presidents, regular people, employees, everybody will be treated the same because everybody is worried about one thing. Remember, if it is the day of judgment, that no one will brag about his position. No one will brag about his position. Everybody will say, nafsi, nafsi, myself and myself. Today, this is a mini day that is similar to what's going to happen on the day of judgment. People just are worried about whether my deeds have been accepted or not, whether my hajj is valid or not, whether my rituals have been done right or not, whether my sins have been forgiven or not. So everybody is worried about that, saying myself, myself, begging Allah once again for forgiveness that was full of shortcomings. Maybe I was involved in some violation or an argument. So astaghfirullah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We'll pray Maghrib and Isha. Then there is no night prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he prayed the Maghrib and the Isha together at the time of Isha in Muzdalifah, he prayed just the witch. Then afterward, he rested. You should rest until the morning. Even this rest is a form of worship. What about the stones? People are busy collecting a huge number of stones or pebbles. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked somebody to collect for him 7 pebbles, as small as the size of the chickpeas, each one that's going to be used tomorrow morning, inshallah. In a few hours, we're going to cast them at Jamrat al-Aqaba al-Kubra. And by doing so, we'll be able to shave or trim our hair and enjoy being in Tahallul and congratulate one another with the Eid. Tomorrow is Eid al-Adha, inshaAllah azzajal. The sacrifice, Eid. When brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, as I said, is a place or a mound that's called Quzah by the end of Al-Muzdalifah. We're going to spend the night here in resting until Fajr. Then we pray Fajr and we start making Azkar until we reach the end of Al-Muzdalifah. And it will be already daylight. Then inshallah we go to Mina. Every place in Al-Muzdalifah is similar to Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram. You don't have to go there to make this istighfar or the dhikr. You can make it wherever you end up at. Actually, wherever your group camp, you camp next to them. As I said, that there is no much facilities. So once your bus or main transportation pull over somewhere, you rest until the morning, then you make Salatul Fajr, and afterward you make the Adhkar until it is the daylight, or Ad-Duha, or Al-Ishraq, the sunrise. You make dua sincerely, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings for yourself and for the entire Ummah at large, then you start moving towards Mina. We continue making the Talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, until the morning, until we reach the Jamrat al-Aqaba al-Kubra. And before we throw the first one, we will see the Talbiyah to begin a new celebration of the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the takbirat of the Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahil hamd. Brothers and sisters, happy Eid to all of you. May Allah accept, and trust me, we included you all in our dua. We included you all in our supplication. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an immediate and a quick response. Pray for us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Happy Eid.